I think we remain take eight precepts only after Dhamma talk this afternoon, then we regain five precepts so that you can accumulate more merit by taking eight precepts up to afternoon. And today is last day. Somebody think last day I can relax already, so I start seeing people talking. You should not think like that. If I were you, I would think today is my last chance, so I should try hard. After Dhamma talk, you have plenty of time to talk until your mouth get tired. So don't talk. When you talk, you disturb others. And also during whatever movement you have in the meditation hall, please be more gentle. If not, you disturb other people. 今天最后一天了，不要以为说最后一天呢，我可以放松。你应该想，今天是我最后一次机会了，我应该更加努力。不可以讲话。还有在禅堂的时候，你的动作一定要缓慢、轻盈。 不然你会打扰到别人，因为每个人的定已经越来越好了，定力好的时候呢，他的敏感度是很强的，一点点声音呢，好像是打雷一样，所以呢，你一点点粗鲁的动作呢，都会影响到别人。If you disturb other, your meditation will not go well. Please remember cause and effect. Okay, please ask for precepts. Aham. Yamahang vadami tang vadita Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Continue.
testing, testing, testing. Testing, 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 testing. Okay. So, today is our last day. From your interview, from your report, I'm very satisfied with your progress. And all of you are very receptive, able to apply what I have taught you. And from your report, I can say you understand well how to practice Anapanasati and Four Elements Meditation. But few of them report to me, or few of them know well how to contemplate your mind. So that sometimes watching the pain, certain emotion arise, then you forget to contemplate the mind or your emotion. So today, I would like to offer you another precious gift. That is testing, 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 testing. So today I would like to give you another special gift, how to contemplate your mind. Letting go, letting go of clasping body is relatively easy compared to our clinging to mind. Because growth, sickness of the body, birth and death of the body, the changing of the body is easy to discern. It's clear, very clear to you. But as for the mind, most beings are unable to experience revulsion or disenchantment. The body, for example, one day when you get up, you got sick, or you got heavy sickness, or some chronic sickness. So at that moment, you easily develop disgust towards your body. But the emotion of your mind, most people cannot feel revulsion or disgust or disenchantment towards the mind. Why is it so? Because long time ago, we have been clasping the mind as I, my, myself. Our clasping of the mind is deeper than clasping of the body. For this reason, it's very important to know how to contemplate the mind. And the second reason is we easily identify mind as I, my, myself. When emotion comes, sorrow comes, we don't know how to contemplate. We lost the mindfulness because you immediately identify this sorrow or happiness as myself. When pain comes, easily, you can easily watch the pain, see the pain. Until your mind gets very agitated, then you forget to note agitation of the mind already. Most people face this problem because you forget to note
or to contemplate this agitation of the mind, then the pain becomes more unbearable. So the purpose to contemplate the mind is to develop detachment and also to develop non-identification of the mind as I, myself. Then how to achieve this purpose? You must have two factors. One is mindfulness, second is wisdom. So mindfulness, you just aware what is arising, your emotion, your feelings, all this including mind. You aware of your emotions or feelings, whether pleasant or unpleasant, without one's own judgment, without one's own involvement, without one's preference or bias. The tendency of the mind is to grasp what is pleasant. For example, you experience pleasant feeling. Most of people forget to aware of that happy feeling or pleasant feeling because the tendency of the mind is quickly grasp it. Happiness, who want to let go? Nobody want to let go of happiness. So the tendency of mind quickly grasps the happiness as myself. This happiness belongs to mind. And also, when you encounter unpleasant state of mind, for example, sorrow, stress, depression, unpleasant feeling, the tendency of the mind is to push it away because all these states are unbearable. It's not agreeable with you. Something which is not agreeable with you, you want to push it away. This is natural for everyone, but not for practitioner. As a practitioner, you don't judge whether it's good or bad. Whatever good or bad, you simply aware of it without judgment, without passing judgment, without preference. I want this, I want that. I don't like this, I like this. I hope this happen. I hope that pain not happen to me. No. As a practitioner, you just aware what is happening at this moment without passing judgment, without preference, like or dislike, and without self-involvement, without bringing the self into your emotion. In other words, so you just simply see the sorrow as sorrow, happiness as happiness, not happiness as my happiness, sorrow as my sorrow, not like that. Happiness as happiness, sorrow as sorrow. Just a phenomena arising because of cause. When the cause ceases, this happiness and sorrow also will come to cessation. So whatever appears, you neither react compulsively or nor suppress it. Usually, most people, most teachers will teach, even the Buddha will teach us, when the anger arises in you, we replace it with loving kindness. So when the lust for the opposite sex arises in you, we replace with repulsive or 32 part of that lustful object. This is one way of the practice. But for vipassana, we do not try to change your mental state. Instead, you take this opportunity, whatever state, mental state arises in you, you take this opportunity to develop your wisdom. you are not intending to get rid of your anger. You are not intending to get rid of your lust. But the lust and the anger become the object of your observation. You investigate why it arises because of cause and effect. After discerning cause and effect, you contemplate impermanent suffering and non-self nature of this mental state. Understand? Okay. Clear? Okay, 讲一点华语, 要讲两个语言是很累的。 好，我想大家呢都知道怎么观安般念跟这个四大哈。现在呢，再给你们一个我认为啊是最贵重的礼物，那个就是关心哈。关心是很重要的，因为呢，我们身体的变化，身体病痛、酸痛、痛、老化哈等等呢，很容易你就可以感觉到了。 当你感觉到身体的变化，突然间重病啊、心脏病啊、糖尿病啊、什么病都来了，你就会对身体产生这个厌离。但是呢，要对心啊产生厌离可没有那么容易了。为什么呢？因为我们长久以来啊，在漫长的轮回中啊，我们对这个心的执着啊，执着心为我的自我，那个是深根蒂固。 已经是很久很长久的事了，所以呢，要对心产生这个厌离感呢，可不容易了。也就是因为这个原因，我们要关心，因为单单观身无常呢，还是不能够解脱的啊，我们还是要关心。另外一个原因呢，是因为心是一切烦恼的根源。烦恼，什么是烦恼啊？贪嗔痴啊？ 妒忌等等都是烦恼，这个是从心升起的还是从身升起的？心啊，而这些烦恼呢，就是带领我们一直轮回的根源。所以呢，我们要解脱这个烦痛苦呢，就是要对这个根下手，对根本下手。哈，你不对根本下手的话，有一句话，什么春风吹又生，什么一下子忘记了哈，斩草不除根，春风吹又生啊。所以呢，你要把一根树连根拔起的话呢，你砍它树枝是没有用的，你要砍掉它的根啊。所以心是万恶之首啊，我们要彻底的解脱啊，就要除掉这些不善根呐。 就是我们的贪嗔痴，那要除掉这不贪嗔痴呢？从心下手是最快的法门。你们不是要 shortcut 吗？啊，这个就是 shortcut 啊。有一天 interview 一个人，不能是谁，忘记我说他要 shortcut， 这个就是 shortcut。但是呢，这个 shortcut 很难走。好，虽然它是 shortcut， 但是它的过程呢并不容易。为什么呢？因为我们的习气已经很重了。 要关心呐，一下子就忘记的啦。快乐的时候，你那里要观无常，你恨不得它持久一点，所以呢，这种习气很重啊。虽然我给你 shortcut 呢，但是你觉得这个 shortcut 呢，好像很难走。为什么难走呢？因为它跟你的习气相反，它有违反你的习气。This contemplation of the mind is a shortcut for the attainment of nirvana。 However, this path is not so smooth. Why? Because it against your habitual reaction. It against your habitual reaction. Unless you have very strong mindfulness, if not, you will be carried away by your emotion. Instead of aware of your emotion, you carry away by your emotions. 好，那要观这个心呢？什么是正念呢？正念就是说，当这个情绪升起的时候，你不要对这个情绪反应，你不要批评这个情绪是好的还是不好的。 啊，你不要把那个我啊带出来加入你的情绪里面啊，你纯粹呢看作这个情绪就是情绪，乐就是乐，苦就是苦啊，并不是说乐是我的，苦是我的。我也讲了很多次了，但是你们每次也是忘记关，为什么？这个就是因为我们的习气太重啊，一向来都把他这个情绪当作我的我的，突然间要叫他无我的话呢，需要一段适应的时间啊。那如果你能够学会这个观心法门呢啊，世间上啊没有一件事可以为难你了，乐来就观他无常苦我、哦、你当你乐来的时候你观他无常苦我，那乐快乐消失的时候你也不会痛苦了、哦、但因为你知道他都是本来都会消失的嘛。那平常如果你没有这么观、啊、快乐来的时候你没有观他无常苦我，那快乐消失的时候、啊、你就捶心肝啊，然后捶胸顿足的If mindfulness, if you are happy, if you are very happy and you forget to mindful of this mental state, you forget to contemplate impermanent suffering and non-self of this happiness. And when this happiness passes away, do you feel suffering? Yes. Sure. Suffering comes from attachment. But,when happiness comes, you contemplate impermanent suffering non-self. Then when the happiness really passes away, before that you already contemplate it's impermanent. So now it passes away, then you feel nothing. You don't suffer because you already know it will pass away. So also sorrowful, it's the same.好 ,OK, so, important, just to remind you again, important when you contemplate this emotion, try to look at this emotion state in a dispassionate way. You can pull your mind out of the body and see this happiness and see this sorrow and see this greed, not as I, not as myself, Sorrow is sorrow. Pull yourself mind out of your body, just like a third part, just like you look at third party's emotion, not your own emotions. Okay, now it's just theory. Now I want you to put into practical experience. Okay, so now I would like to give you guided meditation to contemplate your emotions. Last chance.Okay, sit properly, follow my instruction. 好，现在呢，我要让你们学习怎么观心哈，给你们最后一个机会了。Okay, breathing in and out for few, for 1 minute. Relax, relax, 放松. Breathing in and out for a few minutes, then follow my instructions.Now, I want you to recollect something that will arouse your attachment or greed. It can be, you can recollect, for example, your beloved one or something you're very attached to. It can be your prosperityYour achievement, that something can stir your emotion of greed or attachment. think of it. 好，现在呢，你要观想一件事或某些人呐、啊，可以引起你的贪爱的，你的执着的，啊，可以是你的财富、你的成就，啊，你的儿子、孩子或者你的父母，任何一件事可以让你生起贪爱跟执着的，你去回想这件事。If the greed and attachment has arisen, please aware of it in a dispassionate way. Pull your mind out of your body and see it as other people's attachment, not your attachment. 如果这个贪爱跟执着的心升起过后呢？你就用正念啊，纯粹的知道贪爱就是贪爱，不是我的贪爱，把它当作是别人的情绪，不是你的情绪，一直观哈，观到它消失为止或者变化。 While you contemplate your greed or attachment, see how it changes.Observe your attachment and greed. Do not consider this attachment or greed is mine or myself. Don't take this greed as mine or myself.If that attachment has passed away, then you can go back to your breath. If it does not pass away, you contemplate it continuously. And ifSubconsciously, you class it as I, myself, then you should mentally note it as not I, not mine, not myself. Just mental factor.如果你的情绪啊，你关了它不见了，然后你可以回来呼吸。During the meditation, this emotion may not be so great because of your concentration. Even a little greed and attachment is enough for you to contemplate.If other mental state arises, you can move to other mental state. Okay, now I want you to change object. Whether you have seen the attachment arising and passing away or not, it doesn't matter.Now change object, recollect something that can make you angry. 啊，现在我要你换一个目标，你要回想一下某一件事情或某一些人呢，可以让你生气的。这个应该是很容易的。The moment anger arises, you must quickly contemplate. Don't let your anger arise up to maximum. Oh, 一点点生气就够了，不要生气了，你还不会关，结果呢，那生气就会越来越兴盛了。好，生气一生气就关它啊，知道生气，知道，然后关它无常，关它无我，关它是因缘法。And the moment you feel a slight agitation, then aware of it, then contemplate it as impermanence, as non-self.Just mental factor, cause and effect. Try to see arising and passing away of that anger. Do not regard anger as I, my, myself. If there'sother emotion state follow after anger, then please contemplate that, aware of that emotion state. Follow what's arising at that moment.If you feel sleepy, contemplate your sleepy. Contemplate the slow and topper in a dispassionate way. Okay, we should stop here.You can open your eyes. Anybody want to share your experience? Can feel your emotion state or not? Can you see it's not I, not a self? Anybody want to share? Please, one or two person enough.Angry, yes. Yes. Yes, it's true. Mm. Yes. That's why I said little bit enough. Huh? Because you have practiced 5 days already. My purpose is for you to learn the technique so that when you go back, there are so many great things, so many anger, repulsive things will arouse your anger. Huh? You learn the technique. When you go back to your daily life, you know how to face your greed, your attachment, and your anger. Important, you learn a technique, then you practice. Put it into practice. Okay, others? Any others want to share? Yes. There's attachment. You don't like because you cannot separate from her, from him or her. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Now I give you very short time because I just want you to learn the technique only. Okay. Anyone want to share? Okay. Yes. Good. That's called realization. Huh? Realization. Now you have removed one big hindrance in your heart. Good. Anyone else? No. Okay. So whether you experience anything or not, I just teach you the technique. Huh? You remember this technique and today if any emotion arises, use the same technique to contemplate. Okay? Then gradually you get used to it. And if you don't want, as like her say, if you feel that you don't want to let go your happiness, your attachment, then you should realize how deep is your attachment. Even though you know attachment brings suffering, but you like that suffering. Huh? You like that suffering. This is called ignorance. So you understand how ignorant am I? Huh? If you know you are ignorant, you are progressing. Huh? If you are ignorant and yet you do not know you are ignorant, then it will take you a long, long time to cut your ignorance. Okay? Thank you. And also for today's interview, if you feel that you have extraordinary experience, want to share with me, then you come for interview. Or you have some doubt which you need my help to clarify, you come for interview. If your meditation remains the same, then you just carry on, you don't have to come for interview. Okay?